This is Linda Woodruff, the official spokesperson for the Eurovision Broadcasting Union, the EBU. You're listening to the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. It's amazing.
Beating side by side, feel the spark we ignite, turn my mind into an open fire. Cause
Saara Aalto represented Finland in 2018, and that was the song that came second in her own special national final of UMK in Finland. That is the song Domino. Yeah, what an amazing song that is, don't you think? I think so. It's that woman has incredible amount of talent. And I'm so glad she got to go to Eurovision. And I loved her song, Monsters, that went to Eurovision. Personally, it was my favourite song of the whole year last year in 2018. I adored it. Couldn't stop listening to it. But, yeah, I was really disappointed with the final result. But then again, that is Eurovision, of course. And Finland, I must say, is probably one of the most underrated countries in the Eurovision Song Contest. I am baffled sometimes, certainly watching the contests from years ago, the fact that how naff they do when it comes to the final results, and some of their songs don't get the just desserts that they deserve. And one of those songs is the song that came 11th for Finland in 1983. And we played it on the show quite a few times quite a while ago, actually, is what I meant to say. But I got to play this again, because if we're talking about Finland and underrated, this song, I think, probably should have won the 1983 contest. I adore this, and I hope you do too. This is Ami Absulund with Fantasia.
mahtab puhua hän. Kuka hän on? Mua hänen toivoisin niin lähestyvän. Mikä hän on? Hän päiväkaudet koiraa kävelyttää. Kuka hän on? Ja minne hän häviää?
Tää on mun fantasia. Mä jaukun ihastuksen. Hän koiraa silittää ja minä katson kadehtien. Puiston ääretön onnen ristin sielua nää. Hän antoi mulle pelkkää päiväkunta kuvitelmaa. Tää on mun fantasia. Mä juttu onneton vain. Hän kustaa rauhan nousee jälleen yksin jäädän mä sain. Jarru palot kun nään, niin toivon taas hiljalleen. Hän näyttää huomaa.
Mikä tähän puistoon hänet taas tuo? Mikä on syy hänet lemmikilleen hellyyden suo? Kuka hän on? En sitä milloinkaan kai selville saa. Mitä on tää? Tää onko vain unelma?
Tää onko fantasia vai alku ihastuksen? Queriéndote hallar y tan solo encontré mi soledad y a pesar que estás lejos, tan lejos de mí, a pesar de otros besos quizás cuando di recuerdes el tiempo de aquel nuestro amor. Aún te acuerdes de mí. Que me hable de ti, he vagado en la noche queriéndote oír. Murmullo del viento le he oído decir tu nombre. Thank you.
Julio Iglesias, representing Spain at the 1970 Eurovision Song Contest in Amsterdam. That is the song Gwendolyn. And now, shockingly, he only came fourth at Eurovision, and he was one of the pre-contest favourites, of course, because of that beautiful song there, his incredible voice, and convincingly winning the Spanish national final that year. And Julio, obviously, how do I need to mention any more than Julio Iglesias, an incredible, incredible performer with real, real emotion and passion almost as well. Yeah, well, you know. So, speaking of Spain, there has been a topsy-turvy Eurovision history with Spain. They either do incredibly well or they don't do very well at all. It is very rare for Spain, at least recently, where they've been doing incredibly well or almost coming towards the bottom, which is a real, real shame. And Spain, my goodness me, the last time that they got into the top 10 was in 2014 with Ruth Lorenzo, who took part in the X Factor here in the UK. She came 10th with Dancing in the Rain. And of course, 2 years previous in 2012, Pastora Serrero with Quédate Conmigo got 10th place as well. So, but recently they've been in the 20s, and it's a real, real shame. And I think Mickey this year's Spanish entry probably could have done better if his performance was a little less hectic. But I understand and appreciation, but it was almost like a Spanish version of Celebrity Squares, if you catch my drift. Rest in peace, old good old Bob Monkhouse, of course. Those were the good old days of ITV. Right, well, speaking of Spain, they've had, as I mentioned, a topsy-turvy time and no less of a drama than the 2017 Spanish National Final. My goodness me, rioting almost. It's almost as bad as the Serbian-Montenegrin National Final in 2006. Just as the country was about to split almost right down the middle. So it was a bizarre time. But poor old Mirella with the song Contigo came second in the national final after there was a draw between the televote and the jury vote. And shockingly enough, the rules stated, apparently, that the jury vote is more significant than the televote. So, yes, apparently the jury members knew more than the Spanish public. I was about to say Castro, but is the Spanish old dictator about anymore? Yeah, Franco. I wanted to say Castro, but Castro was obviously in Cuba. So, Miguel Navarro went on with the song Do It For Your Lover, ending up coming last for Spain in 2017. And we'll hear that song in just a few moments. But I'm going to play you the song which, personally, I think should have gone to Kiev to represent Spain. This is a great summery song. And the reason why I want to play is because of look out the window. Beautiful sunshine. My goodness me, has it been mild this week? So here is Mirella with Contigo for Spain's national final 2017, coming second.
Los sueños al aire, los miedos al mar, lo volvemos a intentar. Las penas al fuego, la playa en San Juan, lo bueno está por llegar. Jamás di por perdido mi amor. Manos al cielo, los pies para errar, no importa. buscará dónde irán. Si ladran de lejos, es una señal. Tú y yo cabalgamos más. Jamás ni por perdido. Mi amor, amor, contigo. Contigo, contigo, contigo. Quiero abrazar la vida, descubrir contigo. Quiero subirme al mundo, sonreír contigo. Hay una fiesta en mi cabeza, man. Baila, la, la, la. Baila, la, 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 contigo. Hay una fiesta en mi cabeza, man. Baila, la, la, la. Baila, la, la, la. Baila, la, la, la. Baila, la, la, la. Contigo, contigo, que viva el amor. Contigo. Quiero abrazar la vida, descubrir contigo. Quiero subirme al mundo, sonreír contigo. Hay una fiesta en mi cabeza, man. Baila, la, la, la. Baila, la, 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 contigo. Hay una fiesta en mi cabeza, man. Baila, la, la, la. Baila, la, la, la. Los sueños al aire.
Hello, this is Manuel Navarro. I'm from Spain. You're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. This is my song called Do It For Your Lovers, so I hope you guys enjoy it and give it a massive love.
Sometimes it's hard to say whatever you were thinking. Sometimes it's hard to do whatever you wanna do. Sometimes it's even worse to wake up every morning hearing the awful song that sounds on the radio every Sunday. Do it for your lover, do it for your lover, baby. Clap your hands and do it for your lover. Do it for your lover, do it for your lover, baby. Clap your hands and do it for your lover. Do it for your lover, do it for your lover. Do it for those you ever get in love. In love. Raise your head, don't lay down with the sorrow. Just open the door and you will see what comes tomorrow. So don't be afraid, cause at the end gonna be okay. Cause I wanna see you acting like you just don't care. And I said, do it for your lover, do it for your lover, baby. Clap your hands and do it for your lover. Do it for your lover, do it for your lover, baby. Clap your hands and do it for your lover. Do it for your lover, do it for your lover. Do it for those you ever.
Manel Navarro with Do It For Your Lover, Spain 2017. Sadly coming last, but yeah, the live vocal wasn't the greatest. But he's such a pleasant, lovely guy. And I think he was probably put in an awkward position. Yes, I'm sure he was. Well, it's now time to do something more random and crazy that we do every week, of course. So it's now time for this.
Rob's Random Request.
Yes, this is the part of the show where my husband, Rob, has got the two hats. And basically, both of these hats have got little bits of paper in them. So one of them has little bits of paper with countries on, all the way from Andorra to Yugoslavia. And the years from 1956 all the way up until the present year, 2019. Now we've had the contest, isn't that right, Rob?
Absolutely.
Marvellous. Okay, then, we're going to do the year first this week, Rob, aren't we?
We are. Right, I'm going to grab the year out of the hat. Hang on a second.
Good man. Ooh.
2003.
Ooh, 2003. Oh, now that was the contest in Riga, Latvia, where famously the UK got nil point.
I hope to pick the UK out of the hat then.
Oh, no, right. Don't do that.
Okay, country. Oh, I've got one.
Ooh.
San Marino. They were not in it.
No, they weren't. No, that's true.
So I'll pick another country. I'll pick another country.
Yeah, that's fine. That's cool.
Serbia.
No, they weren't in it either.
Third time lucky. Come on. Russia.
Ah, my God, it's Tattoo. Oh dear, it's Tattoo Rob. That worked out quite well this week. So Tattoo, they sang a song completely in Russian. It wasn't in English at all. So it's not all the things she said. All the things she said running through my head, all the things she said. I have to do that because I feel like if I don't do it, it's not complete. Don't you think?
I look forward to hearing it, my love.
Yes, of course it is. So can you remember it at all in 2003? No.
I was only six.
Really?
I've got Armenia stuck to my hand.
Ooh, you don't want that. Well, there's nothing wrong with that, sorry. I'm giving myself a bit of a awful awkwardness here. So, Russia was represented by Tattoo, as I mentioned, and the song was called Never ni boysia. And then in English it sounded like in leprosy. So, say no more. Right, so Russia ended up coming third with 164 points. So it was very close at the top between the eventual winners Turkey, Serta Barena with Every Way That I Can, and the Belgian song that came second in the completely made up language Sanomi, sung by Urban Trent. So basically, it was an internal selection, and Tattoo were announced in January of 2003 by the Russian television broadcaster now, which is Channel 1 Russia, C1R. Arr, me hearty. Okay, so basically, it was quite a good year for Russia. They managed to get a lot of points. They didn't get anything from the United Kingdom or Ireland at all that year. And they got a lot of booing as well, which because they did sing awfully on the night. And I just think it was their stardom for the time that got them their result.
True.
Yeah. So as we go as follows, Russia's managed to get 12 points. They got 12 points, Rob. From Croatia, Estonia, Latvia, Slovenia, and Ukraine. 10 points from Greece, Cyprus, Israel, and Turkey. 8 points from Austria and Germany. 7 from Belgium, France, and Romania. 6 from Spain. 4 points from Iceland, Portugal, and Poland. 3 points from Bosnia and Herzegovina. 2 points from Norway and Sweden. And 1 point from Malta and the Netherlands. So quite a fair amount of points. And then, as we go to the points that they announced, I'll just do the top three. 8 points to Ukraine, who debuted in 2003, which was Alexander with Hasta la Vista. And it was written by the same guy who wrote Donna International's Diva, even though the song is completely far removed from Diva. 10 points went to the Netherlands, which was Esther Hart with One More Night, Give Me One More Day, which
good
we
song.
All love, yes. And then the 12 points from Russia went to Romania that year, which was Nicola with Don't Break My Heart.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah. So here we go. Here is Neveni Broysha from Tatu, Russia, 2003. And it is
Rob's Random Request.
Yay!
Не любит, кто-то отстанет, кто-то соскочит, кто-то устанет и перехочет, кто-то закрутит провод на клеммы, кто-то замутит новые темы, кто-то понты, а кто-то маньяк.
Scott Mills, and you're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM.
Made me dream.
the lovely Lynn Cherkop for Malta in 2003, coming second last with that song To Dream Again. Nostalgia is flowing back. Really, it was the 2003 Eurovision Song Contest which turned me into a crazy lunatic fan. Now, I must admit, it started in 2001, where I was desperate to watch it, and I managed to get to see it, and I was enthralled by the, like, 40,000 people at the Parken Stadium in Copenhagen. And then in 2002, I didn't get to watch the show live. I was so, so sad, because back then, I was I just turned 16, leaving school. I just done my GCSEs, and I was working for a scout group down in Porchester, in Fareham, at Second Porchester Scout Group, and I was a young leader. So I was on scout camp at the time, somewhere near Winchester, and I'm not too sure where it was, but there was like castle ruins. I'm trying to think where it is, you know, and I have been for years, and I just can't seem to think, and I haven't really spoke about it for very much longer, but for too long, but an incredible experience I had, because I just listened to it on Radio 2 and listened to Ken Bruce, and it was quite awe-inspiring, and I really just fell in love in 2002. And then 2003 was the time where I was at the end of my seat, hoping that Iceland was going to win, because Birgitta Hogdal with Open Your Heart for Iceland 2003 in incredible. And I was so angry that Gemini went to Eurovision, and I knew they would crash and burn as soon as they won A Song for Europe, the UK national final, and Emily Reid should have gone. But I've told you about that story plenty of times here in over the last 5 years. Right, it's now time to keep you updated with what's been going on in the world of the Eurovision Song Contest. Yes, it is time for the Eurovision Showcase news. Today, on Sunday, the 23rd of June, 2019. Now, there has been an article on WeWe Blogs, which is incredibly interesting, and it states as follows: the battle has begun. Presenters, artists and singers from all corners of the Netherlands have put their names forward to present the Eurovision Song Contest 2020. Goodness me. And many have no prior connection with the contest, which has annoyed the Dutch Mr. Eurovision, Conrold Maas. He took to Twitter on June the 19th to vent his frustrations. And Conrad is mostly annoyed about the fact that most of them have never shown interest in the song contest itself. You can find out more on weeweeblogs.com, and it is an article written by Delphine D. It has been confirmed that Malta will have Series 2 of the X Factor, and Ben Camille will be hosting once again, and Ira Losco will be returning as a judge. But it is uncertain if this will be the way that Malta selects its Eurovision singer next year. Kaino, who represented Norway at this year's Eurovision Song Contest after winning the televote at the grand final of this year's contest, they have a follow-up single. It's called Praying, and you'll hear it straight after this news bulletin. Maruv, who technically won the Ukrainian national final but didn't go to Tel Aviv to represent Ukraine at Eurovision this year, has announced that she will be having a North American tour in October. If you want to find out more information about that, head over to escextra.com. And finally, on escextra.com, Lisa Bird has an article up saying that there is brand new music out from Helena Paparizou, Jedward, Eric Sada, and Aminata Savadogo. That is your Eurovision Showcase news. And I'm Kieran Uritasiat, and you're listening to the Eurovision Showcase right here on Forest FM 92.3, here on the south coast of the United Kingdom in East Dorset, West Hampshire, and right across the beautiful New Forest.
Ah!
Happy Eurovisioning to all the Eurovision fans out there.
Why not join JP and the team of Radio International for a weekly trip through the world of the Eurovision Song Contest?
There'll be lots of music, artist interviews and regular features including the cover spot and the Eurovision Spotlight.
Bookmark it now on your web browser, or even better, subscribe to the podcast via www.radiointernational.tv and you will never have to miss your favourite Eurovision radio shows.
Hello, this is Magnus Carlsen from Sweden. You're listening to the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM.
Sverige, vi har ett resultat.
They represented Norway this year's Eurovision Song Contest in Tel Aviv 2019. Oh, what a great tune. Nice stuff. And you can obviously listen to that on Spotify, download it on iTunes, on Apple Music. You can check out the awesome music video on YouTube, of course. Just great stuff. Go and give it a listen, 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 listen. Right, it's now time for a couple of requests. And the first one coming up is from Javier Laval from Montreal, Quebec, Canada. Now, Montreal, beautiful place. And I really must meet the Javier at some point whenever I go to Montreal, which I think actually myself and Rob have got planned. Is it going to be in the next couple of years or so? Don't hold me to it, but I'm sure it's around that time because I'm desperate to go to Canada. And I had some lovely people actually come into my my travel shop, which I run in Southampton, coming from Victoria. They come from British Columbia in Vancouver, and they were telling me all about it and just, oh, falling in love with everything that they were saying. Oh, it's so refreshing. And then, anyway, you can have a request, of course. So I'll mention how you get in touch. You can tweet us at ESC Showcase. Our Facebook page is called the Eurovision Showcase. You can like our page, comment on all of our articles, and you can send us a message, like it, keep updated, basically, with it. Of course, you can email us, escshowcase@gmail.com, for a request, dedication, suggestion, talking point. It'll be awesome to hear from each and every one of you. Honestly, it would be lovely. And if this could be a show full of requests, then I would be a very happy man. And I'm sure you would be too. But unless you're a woman, then you'd be a very happy woman. Oh dear. Right. Let's move on quickly. Javier Laval. Now, Javier requested a song from Amir, who represented France in 2016. Now, we played his song On Dirait last week. Which is just absolutely stunning. But basically, Javier was telling me that just a few months ago, Amir and his other half, Lietal, had their first baby, and it's a boy. Yeah. So congratulations. And he won Song of the Year Award for his 2018 track, Longtemps. Which is a beautiful song of his. And Javier, you've requested it, and I'm going to play it. So here is Amir. I was about to say Hamir. Amir with Longtemps here on the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM.
Des problèmes, je veux que tes galères deviennent les miennes. Je veux que tu me balances au visage tes orages, tes peines pour des nuits diluviennes. Je veux qu'on s'apprenne, je veux partager tes joies, tes migraines. Ton corps me donne le vertige et tes mains me mènent où rien ne nous gêne. Je pourrais me tatouer notre histoire sur le bras, me mettre dans de beaux draps, si t'es avec moi. C'est toi dans ce monde fou, je le sais, c'est tout. Et je voudrais que ça dure longtemps, user ma peau sur la tienne. Un jour j'oublierai tout jusqu'à mon nom. Je saurai simplement que t'es là, que t'es belle, que t'es mienne. Je voudrais que ça dure cent ans, que jamais la raison n'atteigne cet aveu, cette envie de rêver tous les deux quand même, jusqu'à ce qu'un jour nos deux yeux s'éteignent. T'es mon sourire et ma carte chance. Je veux qu'on déconne, qu'on décolle, qu'on délire, qu'on danse jusqu'au dernier silence. J'irai dans la rue si t'as besoin d'un toit. Je pourrais vivre nu pour que t'aies un peu moins froid. C'est toi dans ce monde de fou, je le sais, c'est tout. Et je voudrais que ça dure longtemps, user ma peau sur la tienne. Un jour j'oublierai tout jusqu'à mon nom. Je saurai simplement que t'es là, que t'es belle, que t'es mienne. Je voudrais que ça dure cent ans, que jamais la raison n'atteigne cet aveu, cette envie de rêver tous les deux quand même, jusqu'à ce qu'un jour nos deux yeux s'éteignent. ça dure longtemps. User ma peau sur la tienne. Un jour j'oublierai tout jusqu'à mon nom. Je saurai simplement que t'es là, que t'es belle, que t'es mienne. Je voudrais que ça dure 100 ans. Que jamais la raison n'atteigne cet aveu, cette envie de rêver tous les deux quand même. Jusqu'à ce qu'un jour nos deux yeux s'éteignent.
Oh, that was lovely and different, wasn't it? Amir with Longtemps here on the Eurovision Showcase from Javier Laval, his request, all the way from Montreal. Now we're heading right across the North Sea over to Gothenburg, Sweden, and for Robert Wallström's request. And Robert Wallström's request comes from the Icelandic national final in 2010. So this came behind Hjera Björk with Je Ne Sais Quoi, of course. And this is a brilliant song called One More Day. And here it is. It's Jógvan Hassan.
Everywhere you look for answers, there are shadows on the wall. A fading picture disappearing in the echoes of my call. Everywhere you go, I'll follow. I'll see you through the night. And when the darkness fades to dawn,
from Jógvan Hassan from the Icelandic Eurovision National Final Songs for Keppnin 2010. Oh, yes. Great, great song, great artist, great singer, and a great country is Iceland. Hopefully one day soon, they'll win Eurovision. Hopefully with something less dramatic, as in, you know, and controversial like I thought it was this year. Well, you never know. Right, it's now time for us to play something live from the Eurovision Song Contest, so you know what it's going to be. It's the part of the show called Live and Kicking. Now, I think this is an incredible corker of a song, and I can't wait to show you and play this for you. This is incredible, nostalgic, and it's called Nostalgia, which means nostalgia. And here is Magazine with Nostalgia, coming fifth, I'm sure it was fifth or sixth, for Croatia at the 1995 Eurovision Song Contest. I'll go and find out. Don't panic.
Tiha se čuje violina i moga srca strune dira preko mora i planina svira mi, svira
tiha, tiha se čuje violina ko svjetlost nebeskih visina, Paganini s neba svira, svira mi svira. Nostalgija, nostalgija iz dušu krenula i cijeli život mene je za tebe vezala.
Large amount of applause, and rightly so, for Magazine and Lydia, excuse me, for Croatia in 1995, and that was that came sixth, so I was right eventually in the end, with 91 points. Now it's time for us to listen to our final song before we say our goodbyes. And this is Iceland 1992, Heart to Heart with Neyavayal, Time After Time.
Eða verður
Goodness me. Neia Vaiao. Oh my. Time After Time, Iceland, 1992, sung by the two girls, Heart to Heart. Basically, Siga is one of them in there. And I'm glad I had the mic off then, because my goodness me, I could have blown your eardrums off to Kingdom Come. I'm really rude. Right, so that is the Eurovision Showcase here on Forest FM for another week. Thank you for joining me, Kieran Aritasi. It has been an absolute pleasure being with you on this glorious Sunday afternoon. So I hope you could join me next Sunday at 5 p.m. for more Eurovision craziness. And if you missed any of our previous shows, head over to Mixcloud, Spotify, and any podcast app and search for the Eurovision Showcase. Arrivederci, au revoir, auf Wiedersehen, bis la Tobitania, and see you soon. Toodaloo!
Online and on 92.3 FM. This is Forest FM.